alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'd like also to join Haj Samir in thanking and appreciating the volunteers, wonderful men and women who came here last Saturday, and they spend their precious time. They have families, they have jobs, they have things to do, but they know this place is their home. It belongs to them. Those who came are very thoughtful people, responsible people in our community. And I know many others, they wanted to be here, but they couldn't because they were out of town or they had other engagements. So I'm proud of you, my sisters, my brothers who came, who cleaned and purified. وَطَحِّرْ بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ. This is the job of Ibrahim. Ibrahim used to vacuum and clean and purify the house of God. So we should feel proud of it. If we do that, it would not devalue us. It will increase our value. وَطَحِّرْ بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْقَائِمِينَ وَالرُّكَعِ السُّجُودِ. So thank you. Thank you to the men, women, young ones who came and who cleaned the mosque. And we're going to do this a tradition, inshallah. Every 6 months, this place needs an overhaul, needs good cleaning to be beautiful house of Allah. So we feel at peace when we come to this house. And please turn your cell phone off when you come into this masjid. Make it a habit like me. I put it on airplane mode. I put my phone every time when I come here on airplane mode. So try to turn off your cell phone so we can focus on the Salat, on the Quranic recitation, inshallah. Next Thursday, the 27th, is going to be the anniversary of the martyrdom of our sixth Imam, Al-Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, alayhi salatu wassalam. He is the leader of our school, the leader of our madhab. So inshallah, invite your family members, your friends to attend the commemoration of the martyrdom of our sixth Imam, Imam al-Sadiq, next Thursday inshallah. And then the end of this month, we're going to have our 20th youth retreat. We've been doing this for 20 years. And to this year's title is what? Happiness and positivity. Which we all need. We all need happiness, right? And we all need to be positive too. So invite the young leaders in your family, those who are 17, 18, 19, they're going to be leaders in this country soon. Invite them to join us. Many of those of you who are good fathers now, some of you good fathers, many of you, and many of you good mothers, you were coming to these camps 20 years ago, 15 years ago. You are the products of these camps. You learned Islam, you got introduced to Islam, to the openness, the beauty of our religion through these summer retreats. So invite your brothers, your sisters, your sons, your daughters, your friends to join us, inshallah. And as Haj Samir said, there is an event, of course, on the 13th of July. We celebrate the birth of our eighth Imam, Al-Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam, on July 13th. And we have invited a very important pastor, July 13th, Saturday, important pastor to come from Oregon, from Portland, Oregon. This pastor is a leader of a church. He's a Christian pastor. But he walked from Najaf to Karbala to commemorate the Arba'in of Imam Hussein. He walked for 3-4 days. And he made a beautiful documentary on the meaning of Arba'in, the meaning of Imam Hussein, the meaning of the Ziyarah, on the significance of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this man is going to come down here on, we're going to have the celebration, mark your calendar, that is Saturday, July 13th, inshallah, at 6:30 p.m., celebrating the Milad of Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha. On August 18th, Sunday, we celebrate Eid al-Ghadir. And this year, we're going to have something special. during the celebration of Eid al-Ghadir, something very special. And that thing, please, no food inside the room, please, sister, no food inside the room. Yeah, we just cleaned the mosque. On this Eid al-Ghadir, my friends, we're going to appreciate 14 members of our community. We chose the number 14 because we have 14 infallibles, ma'sumin. Those 14 are very special in our community. And because it is Eid al-Ghadir, Eid al-Wilayah, Eid al-Imamah, we celebrate the Imamah, the leadership of Amir al-Mu'mineen, who was appointed by God, ordained by God, to succeed the Prophet. So those 14 are going to be those who converted to the school of Ahlul Bayt, the school of Shia Islam, inshallah. Those men and women who are with us in this mosque, they come to this mosque during Muharram, Ramadan, Thursdays, Fridays, celebrations, commemorations, they live among us. Many of us, we don't recognize them, we don't know them, but they converted. And conversion with understanding and with conviction, conversion with conviction is a big deal. It's not something easy. It's a big deal. This is the biggest sacrifice to leave the tradition of your ancestors, your family, and accept a new school, new tradition to please God, only for the sake of God. This is a giant sacrifice. So we're going to celebrate those people who accepted the imama and the wilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen and Ahlul Bayt. They are worthy of being respected and appreciated and honored in our community. So we have these 14 names, and we're going to invite them, and we're going to present them with a very symbolic, humble certificate of appreciation and taqdeer. Of course, the real appreciation is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. God has a beautiful certificate of appreciation. In chapter 76, he gave it to Ahlul Bayt. إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. So we're going to celebrate those 14 people, inshallah. The last thing I wanted to mention before we go to Surah Al-Ra'd is we're going to have the Shia Muslim Council of Southern California is going to have on July 20th, Saturday, an event that is very important, and please register for this event because you're going to benefit from it. If you are a professional, you're going to benefit from this event. That event is called the Professional Networking Event, where professionals from all walks of life, young, old, men, women, Shias, Sunnis, Muslims, non-Muslims, they're going to get together to help each other, to be introduced to each other, and to establish a network. Networking is important in this country, my friends. So this is July 20th. Mark your calendar. Tomorrow they bring the flyer. We put it outside so you can attend. And it is not far from here. I think it's in Yorba Linda, California. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. سورة الرعد verses 22-24. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين صبروا ابتغاء وجه ربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية ويدرؤون بالحسنة السيئة أولئك لهم عقبى الدار جنات عدن يدخلونها ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب سلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقبى الدار. So in continuation of the meaning of ulul albab, ulu, those who possess, albab, intellect. God says, among you are those who possess intellect. Of course, all people have intellect. All people have a brain. But only few of them use their brain. This is what God says. God says many people, all people have a brain, but only few who use their brain. And those who use their brain are called in the book Ulul Albab. Those who possess brain and use their brain to find success in this life. So previously God said about them, وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ, I mentioned last week, two verses about them. الَّذِينَ يُفُونَ بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ, they fulfill their contract with God. وَلَا يَنْقُضُونَ الْمِيثَاقِ, they don't break the covenant with God. وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلْ, they connect with whom that God asked us to connect with them. And I said this has two meanings. The general meaning and the private meaning. General meaning is to connect with your family members. Don't disconnect with your family members. A question that I face all the times by people in the community. They tell me, I'm not speaking to my sister. I'm not speaking to my mother. I'm not speaking to my brother. I say, but you must speak. You must connect. Even if they hurt you, don't hurt them back. We repel evil with goodness. We do not repel evil with another evil. This is not why we are here. People who come to the mosque, people who worship God, people who turn to God, people who recognize God, they repel evil with goodness. So you must connect with your brothers and sisters. I know sometimes it is very bitter because they really hurt you and they keep hurting you. But to try to fix this problem between you and your relatives. Don't keep this problem outstanding because in the long run, it's going to hurt you too. You're going to lose too. Be the reformer in your family. Be the good person in your family, the best person in your family. And the best person is the one who connects with family members, with those who talk to him and those who do not talk to him. And the private meaning of this is, the private meaning of connection is those who connect with the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam al-Sadiq says, نَزَلَتْ فِي رَحِمِ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ. This verse came to recognize the family of the Prophet who has been neglected and abandoned by many Muslims. Many Muslims abandoned them. They went into another direction. We should not abandon them. If the majority of people abandon them, we, the minority, we should not abandon them. We should stay loyal to the Prophet and his family. Because the Prophet said, I am leaving my family behind. Take care of them. Take care of them. Allah, Allah fi ahli bayti. Sahih Muslims. Muslim is the second iconic figure in the Sunni tradition who wrote a book. Muslim ibn al-Hajjaj al-Qushayri al-Naysaburi. He's Iranian from Naysabur. Muslim. He wrote a book. From Naishabur. Today Naishabur is not far from Mashhad, Iran. He has Sahih Muslim, and Sahih Muslim is the second book after Sahih al-Bukhari. He mentions this hadith of the Prophet. The Prophet is telling his community, Allah, Allah, fi ahli bayti. Allah, Allah means take care, take care, take care of my family after me. But they did not honor this. The vast majority of the Muslims, they didn't honor the request, the plea of their Prophet. The Prophet is telling them, please, please take care of my family. They didn't. Look at what happened to the family of the Prophet. These are facts. Look what happened to Fatima al-Zahra, his daughter, only 3 months after her father, she was killed. And she was buried 3 months. And his son Hassan was poisoned. Hussein was murdered and cut into pieces. And the rest of them, Imam Zain al-Abidin, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, we commemorate him next week. He was killed by poison by Abu Ja'far al-Mansur, the Abbaside caliph in Baghdad. And so on and so forth. They didn't take care of the family of the Prophet. So they did not honor this verse in the Quran. وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلُ. They didn't honor it. This book is not just to be recited with a beautiful voice in Mecca and Medina. This book is not just to print the book and give it to the pilgrims. This book is to be practiced. If you don't practice this book, رُبَّتَالٍ لِلْقُرْآنِ وَالْقُرْآنُ يَلْعَنُهُ. How often some people read this book, but this book is going to curse them. The book says to them, you just read me, but you ignore me, you don't practice me. You just read me, but you don't practice me. رُبَّتَالٍ لِلْقُرْآنِ وَالْقُرْآنُ يَلْعَنُهُ. So that was the other characteristics. وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلُ وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ وَيَخَافُونَ سُوءَ الْحِسَابِ. And then tonight we're going to take a new one, new characteristics of those who possess intellect. وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ. Those who are patient, they have endurance and sabr and steadfastness just to please God. ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ. For the contentment and the pleasure of their Lord. Their life is difficult. Their life is intolerable. But they are patient just to make God happy. Have you seen some kids, some good kids, who know that their parents, they don't have money. They can't afford buying them this and that. So they understand. They are patient. They don't overburden their parents. Why? Because they don't want to make their mothers unhappy or their fathers unhappy. This is exactly what some virtuous and pious people do to God. They know God is testing them in this life. They go through difficulties and challenges, but they don't complain. Why? Because they don't want to hurt the feelings of God. They don't want to complain because they love God. When you love a friend, if you go to that friend's house, whatever is missing, you are not going to complain. Why? Because you love the friend. You are embarrassed to complain because you love this friend. You are not going to tell him the food was not good, the bed was not good, the coffee was not good. You are not going to say that. Virtuous people, when they live in this life, they are the guest of God. We are all the guest of God. Ibadullah. We should not complain for the sake of the pleasure of God. وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ. Sometimes they become patient so they get the praise and the admiration of the people around them. So people say, MashaAllah, look at him, he's patient. Look at how tolerant he is. Look at how forgiven he is. Look at how nice he is. They seek the attention, the admiration. So people praise them. People say, MashaAllah, MashaAllah about them. This is not ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ. This is ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ النَّاسِ. They seeking the praise of the people, not the praise of God. But some people are patient secretly. They don't tell others. They have pain. They don't tell others about it. They have suffering, they don't tell other about. They hide it. They hide it from the closest people to them. Why? Because they are seeking the pleasure of God. This is the highest level of faith. The highest level of faith. وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ My friends, every day we face challenges. No day passes by where you don't have a problem. No day is a problem free. No day is a problem. Sometimes the problems are social, with your wife, with your husband, with your brother, with your partner. Sometimes psychological, the pressure of work, the pressure of life. Sometimes financial. Also, sometimes sickness, you don't feel well. Sometimes loneliness. Sometimes people are ignoring you. All sorts of challenges. But we have to remain steadfast. Steadfast. This is the message of faith. To keep you strong. To continue your path. Not to collapse. And this is the highest level of faith. Some people think the highest level of faith is only when you pray. Only when you fast. Only when you don't drink alcohol. These things are important. Prayers, fasting, don't drink alcohol. But the highest stage of faith is when you are steadfast. Sabir, sabur. You have patience. You take these problems, but you don't collapse. You continue charting your way in this life. You don't give up. Sometimes you feel weakness inside. You need someone to hold your hand, definitely. We need someone to hold our hands. But we don't collapse. We should continue. Istiqama. Istiqama. Allah mentions, Allah calls this term istiqama. وَأَن لَوْ اسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى الطَّرِيقَةِ لَأَسْقَيْنَاهُمْ مَاءً غَدَقًا Istiqama means steadfastness. They remain solid. They don't back up. They don't collapse. They continue. Whatever challenges they face every day, whatever bad news they receive, they continue forward. Some people, they don't want to meet anyone. I'm tired, I'm exhausted, don't talk to me, I don't want to see anyone. That's not the solution. That's not the solution. For how long you don't want to talk to anyone? Every day you have a problem. You have to remain, stand tall, and you have to defeat these problems. God has given you the ability. Not to collapse, to continue your way in this life. Sometimes a moment of anger destroys us. A moment of frustration, when you lose control, you destroy your life. The other day, a husband killed his wife and his children. Why? Because he doesn't like them? No, he does. Definitely, a father loves his children. But because he lost control, a moment of anger, a moment of frustration, a moment of blackout. His brain is dead. He took the gun and he killed his wife and his children. He doesn't have istiqama. He was overwhelmed with his emotions, with his anger. Less than a week ago, in Costco, in Corona, an off-duty police officer from LAPD, he took the gun and he killed someone inside Costco. And then he injures his parents, his father and his mother. Why? They ask him why. Because he insulted me. Ajib, he insulted you, so you take the gun and you kill? You are a police officer. You are supposed to uphold the law. You are supposed to help and rush to help the victims. You are not supposed to use your gun because someone hurt your feeling. Simply you take your gun and you gun him down and you kill him in cold blood right before the eyes of his parents. And then you shoot his parents too. And his parents are in critical condition in the hospital now. This is a moment of madness. This is a person who is disqualified from the police force. They should not leave him not even one more day in the police force. If you want to be in the police force, law enforcement, you have to control yourself, your emotions. Not because someone says something bad to you, you take the gun and you shoot people. This is not right. وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ. Only for the sake of God. Only for the sake of God, for the sake of the contentment of God and the pleasure of God and the face of God. وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ means His pleasure, His rida. Rida. The pleasure of God. They are patient. Yes, Islam does not say don't fight for your rights. We must fight. But we must not hurt others. You fight within human and legal means. Human and legal means. Fight for your rights. Fight. But don't collapse. Don't hurt others. Some people, in order for them to gain their own rights, they violate the rights of others. He wants to restore his own rights, so he violates the rights of 500 people in the society. This is not right too. وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ. My friends, why does God speak about the prayers regularly in the book? Because we have, how many hours we have a day? How many hours? 24, are you sure? Alhamdulillah. 24 hours. We spend about 8 hours sleeping. Some of us, alhamdulillah, 16 hours sleeping. And then we are left with few more hours. We need to take a break from time to time, 5 times a day. Take a break and face the Qibla. Be by yourself, whether jama'ah or private at home. 5 minutes, 7 minutes. Do your prayers. Because these prayers are refueling. They equip you. They supply you with emotional and spiritual strength. This is refueling, my friends. We have to refuel. Every few hours, we take some time, we put our forehead. The best type of refueling is when you put your forehead on the ground. سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده. I'm going to speak about Subhan tomorrow in the Friday prayers. Sanctification. What does it mean? Why do we have to keep saying Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah? It has a meaning, deep meaning. So take a break to re-energize yourself. Your heart, your soul needs food. Don't leave it empty. If you leave it empty, some people resort, rather than resorting to God, they resort to Satan, to evil. Rather than resorting to prayers, standing before God, receiving strength from Him, they go do drugs. They drink alcohol to forget their problems. Drugs are not going to make you forget. Drugs is going to exacerbate your problem. Alcohol is going to exacerbate your problem. It's not going to take it away. You think, some people think that, well, I'm relaxed. I did the drugs, I'm relaxed now. You will see the results soon. You will receive the bill soon, believe me. It's like some credit card company, some people do purchases, they don't know. At the end of the month, they receive the bill. Surprised. You receive the bill, believe me. You can't get away with that. You will see the result. And some of these results are long-term results. On you, your brain, your soul, your job, your life, your family, your children. We need to take a break to face God. And refuel. And speak to God. Speak to God. Sometimes, maybe the salat is not a proper one. Because the mind is roaming all over the globe. So after the salat, the dua, taqibat, we have taqibat. Even this, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Think about it. Allahu Akbar means God is too great to be fathomed, to be understood by me. Too great. Alhamdulillah, praise to God who made me healthy now, alhamdulillah. there are some people who are worse than me. Subhanallah, sanctify God. And the ta'qibat after the salat. Allahumma inna maghfirataka arja min amali. Wow, powerful sentence. Allahumma inna maghfirataka arja min amali. Your forgiveness is more promising than my work. Sometimes I think by working for you, I'm going to erase my sins. But no. Whatever I'm going to do, I'm not going to erase them. It is only through your maghfirah, your forgiveness. Allahumma inna maghfirataka arja min amali. Wa inna rahmataka awsa'u min dhanbi. Even if my sin is very gross, but your mercy encompasses my sins. Tonight is Laylatul Jum'ah. Fortunate are those who can stand for 10 minutes in the middle of the night. Very fortunate. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِرِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Then God says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Those who stand for the midnight prayers, tahajjud, God says, no soul shall comprehend of the reward they're going to receive on the Day of Judgment. The reward those people receive who deprive themselves from sleep and they stand before their Lord in the middle of the night in a private, in their rooms, speak to their Lord, they receive an open check. This is literally the meaning of the verse. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. No soul should understand or even estimate what reward they're going to receive on the Day of Judgment. Because this is a moment of sincerity. See, when we come to the Friday prayers, including me, the Imam, sometimes I do my prayers nice so people praise me. There is riya, some percentage. Sometimes the percent is 100%, sometimes 90, sometimes 80, sometimes 50, sometimes 10, sometimes 1%. But when you stand in your home and nobody knows about you, this is ikhlas. This is sincerity. This is just between you and your Lord. Therefore, the reward is an open check, blank check. You put the amount yourself. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيْنٍ. So, Quran says, وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. Salat is between you and your Lord. Infaq between you and people. They spend from what we have given them. The money belongs to God. Sometimes I see some kids, they receive money from their alimonies, from their parents, and sometimes the father says, do you have $5 to give me? The son says, no. He got the money from his father. He doesn't want to give his father a small percentage of that money. This is what we do with God, believe me. We do with this exactly the same with God every day. God says, I've given you this money. Give me back. Give me back some of this money. There are some poor people here. We must feel the pain of others, my friends. If you want to be a true believer, true Muslim, you must feel the pain of those who are around you. If you don't think about them and their sufferings and their pain, then this is not Islam. This is a person who's selfish. Only thinks of his own self, but not others. Allah says, to be a true human being, think of the pain and the suffering of those who are in your neighborhood, in your community. They could be your relatives. They could be your friends. Think about them. Share with them. Share what you have with them. Don't enjoy your life alone. Don't be selfish. A person who's selfish is not going to taste the sweetness of religion or faith. He's not. Faith in his mouth is going to be bitter, not sweet. Why? Because the soul is not good soul. The soul is not good. وَالَّذِي خَبُثَ لَا يَخْرُجُ إِلَّا نَكِدًا. a theory, psychological theory in this book. God says, when the soul is clean, you're going to enjoy your relationship with people. You're going to find yourself obliged to reach out to them, to help them. You're going to be happy when you feed someone. You feel happiness. In fact, your happiness is greater than that who receives, the recipient. You feel more happy because you saved someone. You saved the dignity of someone. وَالْبَلَدُ الطَّيِّبُ يَخْرُجُ نَبَاتُهُ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ وَالَّذِي خَبُثَ لَا يَخْرُجُ إِلَّا نَكِدًا. Good soul produces good relationships, good acts. Evil souls, not only they don't give. I've seen some people somewhere, they don't give. But even when others try to give, they tell them, no, don't give. Wallahi, their names should be put in the Guinness Book of Record. Wallahi al-Azim. I'm going to propose to Guinness Book of Record. We have some names. What type of soul is this? When others want to help, they say, no, don't help, don't give. وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ. This is, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. They don't pay attention to the objectives of their prayers. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ وَيَمْنَعُونَ. They not only they don't give, they don't let others to give. They don't let others to give. So Allah says, وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. They give from what we have given them, sirran, sometimes in a private, because people have honor. And if you want to really help them, don't give them in public. Don't help them in public, because they have honor. وَعَلَانِيَ. Why in public? Sometimes you have to give in private and in public. It's better to give in a private, but sometimes you have to give in public. Why in public? Tell me the answer. To encourage others. Because we get encouraged, believe me. We are like the domino effect. When someone does something, one of you now sneezes. Ten people are going to sneeze after him. One of us says, it's hot. All of us says, hot. One lady says, it's cold. I've seen this. 500 ladies say, yes, it's cold. MashaAllah. We inspire each other. We learn from each other. So when you give in public, you're going to encourage others to give. Of course, some people, encouragement does not work with them. If Jibreel tells them to give, believe me, we have such models, alhamdulillah. وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. Let me conclude with this. Very important sentence. This is also part of those who possess intellect. This is one of their characterizations. وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ. Wow. This is not easy. They repel the evil with goodness. Someone does bad to them, they do good. Someone doesn't ask about them, they do ask. Someone does not answer them, they reach out. Someone does not answer their salam, they go to him and say salam. This is very important. That we do not lower ourselves to the level of those who are, I call them unaware. جاهلين وأعرف عن الجاهلين. Unaware. You try to lift them up to your level. A believer always tries with his two hands to pull others to his own level, up high there. Do not let others pull you down. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. اعدلوا. Don't let the evil of others, the mischief, the misdeeds of others to lower you down, so you lose your position, you lose your principles and values. Don't allow anyone to do that. Go back to your reason and say, no, he did wrong. I'm not going to do the same. I'm different. I'm responsible before my Lord. I have different set of values. I have different set of values. وَيَدْرَعُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ Repel سَيِّئَةَ evil with حَسَنَة with goodness. وَيَدْرَعُونَ بِالْسَيِّئَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَيَدْرَعُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ There is one more interpretation for this repelling evil with goodness, not only with people, but sometimes with your own self. You did something bad, you have to fix it with something what? Good. Don't just say sorry. Sometimes you complain to some corporations in America, you tell them, you know, speak to the insurance company, airline company, whatever. The answer is, I'm sorry. Sorry does not help. Keep sorry for yourself. Give me compensation. You did a damage. We cannot go to God and say astaghfirullah and then we do damage left and right. We have to fix it. We have to fix the damage and then we say sorry. Fix the damage. When you do damage to yourself, when we commit sin, when we say something inappropriate, when we do something inappropriate, we go and fix it and then we say sorry God. Forgive me God. وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ For them shall be the reward of the abode. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات Please, please join me in reciting أمن يجيب for many people who are at home in the hospitals asking us to remember them during this layla, laylatul jumu'ah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, amman yujibul muttarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifus su' amman yujibul muttarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifus su' amman yujibul muttarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifus su' أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية فرج عن المكروبين يا أرحم الراحمين وعجل في فرج إمامنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان إن شاء الله tomorrow صلاة الجمعة The khutbah, the sermon begins at 12:55, inshallah, before 1 p.m. وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.